Hello, Detective. Now, we've never actually met. Not in person. But you know exactly who I am, don't you? Of course you do. How could you not? You've been hunting me for months. That's right. It's me. Your nemesis. Nemesis. Now that is a heavy word. That's not what you call someone lightly. Oh no, for someone to be your nemesis, there has to be emotion. There has to be a connection. There has to be feeling. It's nice to meet you. Finally. I've wanted to so many times. I wanted to approach you, talk to you. But it all seemed far too cliche. But it's Christmas. And if there is any time for a cliche, it is Christmas. Do you like decorations? I put them up for you. Normally my kill room is my kill room. Oh, this is the place you've been looking for. This is the place where I conduct my business. Oh, don't worry, you can look around. You can try to discern all the details that will let you find it. It doesn't matter. I'm moving on. Oh no, don't worry, I'm not leaving you, I'm just leaving this room. After all, what kind of serial killer would I be if I came back after I brought the detective investigating me here? A bad one. Although some would say that all serial killers are bad. It's a matter of perspective. From your perspective, I'm a murderer. Cold-blooded killer. And in some ways, you're right. I'm not known for being warm. I'm not known for being social. If I'm completely honest, I'm rather awkward. But that doesn't surprise you, does it, Detective? You've profiled me. I've seen your board. No. Not the one in the squad room. The one in your bedroom. You see, while we may not have met face to face, I definitely have been in your space. Oh, I love spending time in your space. That's not a threat. In fact, it is the opposite of a threat. It's awkward, isn't it? I'm not good at this. I've never been good at this. Dating is so fraught with dating. I guess I am jumping the gun a bit. I mean, this is the first time we've met. But I feel like I know you, and I know that you know me. That board is so accurate. You know so much about me, more than anyone else. No one has spent so much time getting to know me. At first, I didn't really care. At first you didn't really matter. You were just another cop. A mild annoyance. But nothing to worry about. Nothing to care about. And then you started to connect the dots. You made the connection. All my victims. No one knew it was the work of one person. No one knew that there was a serial killer in the city. But you, oh, you've got a dark little instinct inside you. It's not an insult. Oh, you're so decidedly a detective. You know, I was almost a cop. The surprise on your face. That wasn't on your board, was it? But it's true. I went through the academy and everything. I won't tell you where. I won't tell you when. I don't want to make it too easy for you. But I did. And the reason I wanted to be a cop is because I was fascinated with crime. I always wanted to know why. I always wanted to know more. Just like you. There's a dark curiosity. A thirst for knowledge. An ache for the darkness. All great detectives have it. I mean, you certainly do. There's a shadow in your eyes. And that shadow, it scares people. I mean, look at you. Terminally single. And that's surprising because you are gorgeous. It's okay. You can be rude, you can swear, you can shout. I expected it. When I decided to do this, I didn't make the decision lightly. Just like when I decided to kill. It wasn't an accident. It wasn't some knee-jerk reaction. It was carefully considered. It was the right thing to do. Well, the right thing for me. It wasn't easy, and this isn't easy. But it's worth it. Because I've never felt connection for anyone. I've never had anyone who mattered. I've never had anyone like you. Someone who cares. Oh, you don't care. Who do you think about all the time? It's not a trick question, it's a simple, honest question. Who is always on your mind? Who do you dream about? Who do you talk about all the time? It's me. You have a dark heart. And when people get close to you, too close to you, they see it. And that is why your romances never last. You scare them. But they don't know quite why. They see what you show to the world. The detective. The detective who is dedicated. a workaholic. The detective that is determined to capture me. But the truth is, we're two sides of the same coin. We both have the same dark heart, beating in the shadows. I care for you. I don't love you because I don't know what love is. But I care for you. You matter. You occupy my thoughts. You occupy my time. I try to impress you. You've become important. So I thought I should make my intentions clear. No, I am definitely not going to kill you. Well, I don't want to. I really, really don't want to. I want you to really know me. But more than that, I want you to know yourself. And the only way to do that, detective, is to play a game. Call it what you want. Chess, checkers, poker, snap. But this is my opening move. This is my Christmas present to you. Because you know that I'm careful. You know that it's so difficult to discern one small detail. So cautious, so careful. Yet here I am, giving you my kill room. My decorated kill room. Do these decorations look a little off to you? Well, I didn't get them at Macy's. There. A puzzle. You like puzzles. You like figuring things out. So, detective, figure me out. You have everything you need in this room. But if you decide to delve deeper, if you decide to swim in my ocean, well, you're going to learn some hard truths about yourself. And after you do, well, you take your chances. I want you to know something. I actually considered giving myself up. I did. Just to get in a room with you. Because I know that you would be the one to interrogate me. I really, really thought about it. I thought that would be a very meaningful Christmas gift. And then I thought of a better one. Self-discovery. Truth. What you've been looking for all your life. Not just these few fun-filled months. No, your whole life. That darkness, that shadow, The thing that drives you and that tortures you, that haunts you. And giving it to you. But you have to reach out and take it. You have to decide what to do. And now, I'm afraid I have to take my leave. Not because your colleagues are looking for you, but because you've already started to put the pieces together. Because you're really good. You are so, so good, but you could be so much better. I did get you another Christmas gift. I left it on your bed. And it's up to you whether you tell your colleagues about it or not. It's something heartfelt. Something I spent a lot of time on. Something I made just for you. I do hope you'll wear it. I noticed you shivered at the last crime scene. You know, for someone who handles knives such as I, knitting shouldn't be so difficult. I really have to go. The shackles will unlock in 1 hour. Until then, look around, take in every detail, weigh up your choice. Detective, you are so special to me, and I want to wish you a very, very, Merry Christmas. Look up. It's mistletoe. You weren't expecting that, were you? See, Detective, there's a lot more for you to find out. I'll see you soon. I was going to say be good. Let's go over that. Be good for now. And remember, you're important to me. You matter to me. And I will leave you to solve the rest yourself. Goodbye, Detective. Goodbye.